I said, sing unto the Lord, make a wild dance before him, fall prostrate before his face. Lift up your eyes and see him, for he has called you with a holy calling. He has purposed in your life many things, and he is drawing you near so that he might separate you unto himself, so that you might be a vessel able to be used and called for any good work, any good service, anything that he has need of you in his kingdom. You shall be prepared and ready and have full knowledge, full wisdom, full strength by the power of the Holy Spirit moving and working inside your life. You shall walk and talk and speak the truths of the Holy One of God. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful. Though the days are evil, yet the Lord is with you. He shall guide and comfort you and strengthen you with his staff, rod of iron. Said, he shall put all things under his feet, he shall make his enemies a footstool. This is the one that you serve. This is the one you call master and lord and friend. This is the one. This is the one whom you pray to. This is the one who holds you in his arms. This is the one that carries you. The fiery furnace, the winds, and the storms, and the rain. This is the one. This is the one. He's come, looking, searching for a vessel that can be used by which he can pour himself into. Empty yourselves of yourself. Let not you live, but Christ live inside of you. Let not yourself walk, but Christ walk in you. Let not yourself breathe, but breathe in the Holy Spirit of God, that Christ might live in you. Don't walk as the world walks. Don't take their counsel. You don't go to wicked men for your counsel. You go to the Word. You go to your Heavenly Father for direction. You seek out before him your path. You say, Lo, Lord, yet not my will, but thine be done. You say, I shall follow you all the days of my life. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. Make a decision in your heart who to follow. Don't be wavering like a man tossed about the sea by every wind of doctrine and teaching. No, no, no. Be strong. Know what God has shown you. And hold on to it like a pit bull. Don't ever let go of what God's told you. What God's shown you. Make it plain upon a tablet. For though it may seem like it takes forever to come, the Lord said, it shall come in his timing, and it shall not be late. And I shall do what I spoke. The Lord said that the words which he spoke and is still speaking shall not return unto him void, but they shall accomplish their purpose in the earth. Be of good cheer, for they will come to pass. In season they shall come, one after another, fulfilling every word that God has spoken, that your faith might be lifted up, that your countenance might be lifted up, and that God's kingdom might be established in the earth. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, my Lord. You have been so good to your servants. You have humbled us and broken us. You have changed us and transformed us, shaped us, molded us into the image and likeness of your Son, Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You've redeemed us and saved us and sanctified us. You've called us with a holy calling. Therefore, I press forward towards the high mark, the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I thank you for that same anointing by that same Spirit that was on Christ now rests upon our lives. We might bind up the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind and the acceptable year of the Lord our God. That anointing which it says shall teach us all things, shall teach us all things. The Spirit of God which brings the anointing says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. That anointing which it says teaches us all things. That Spirit of God which Jesus said shall teach you all things, shall cause you and to bring into remembrance all the words which I have spoken to you. The Holy Spirit which it says brings revelation, for it is the Spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, or the Holy Spirit that gives one understanding. For the Spirit of God testifies with our own spirit that we are children of God, that we then will know in our hearts, Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you said that if any man lacks of wisdom, let him ask the Father, and he shall give him. The Lord also said, hearken unto me, and I shall show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We seek you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for a burden placed upon the hearts of the hearers, that they burn and yearn inside to seek your face, to seek your presence. Seek that unity with you in one, walking and talking in the Spirit of God all day long, the Holy Spirit guiding every step, teaching and showing and revealing and moving on their hearts and lives. Call them to the closet. Call them to kneel before you. Birth in them the desire to get on their knees before you and seek your face. I pray right now for that desire. Planted and rooted in their spirit. You said, whatever you ask the Father in secret, if you go and be with your Father in secret, he shall reward you in the open. You must get in that secret place of the Most High, that you might dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. You must be like Moses and talk face to face with God. You must get before him. Not pray that we might repent, not seeking your face constantly and desiring the things of God rather than the things of the world. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. You are high and exalted. Sherebo sokodra sitiani vranda moho shabrachatase vrebobo sambrach. The Heavenly Father has come to turn you, to change you, to break you into a million pieces, that he might mold and shape and transform your life, that you might be a vessel for honorable and noble use, not one that is lacking in anything, but one that is equipped for service constantly. He has come to put his fire inside of you, to burn out all iniquity, all lust, all thoughts that are not of him. I thank you, Father, that you're doing this right now in the hearts of the people. I thank you, Father, that you're doing this in the hearts of the people. Let the fire of God consume your heart. The passion for the lost. The passion for those who are hurting. Passion. So we're dying for passion with those that have no life inside. Oh, quicken your word. Quicken your word. Let it get down in their spirit. Let it get down in their spirit, man. Let it get down in their spirit. The fact that they have to seek your word, inquire of your ways daily, and die to self daily. Wake up every morning and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done, and not leave your time of prayer until you know in your heart that you've died to self as much as possible. Place your anointing upon them. Place your anointing upon the hearers, Lord God. Anoint them, Lord Jesus. Anoint them. Anoint them with your holy anointing. Christ, you are the anointed one. Let your anointing be poured out. Let it flow like a river in their life. Let them bubble over inside with the anointing, that they might walk without bondage, that they might walk in all knowledge and truth, that they might be able to lay hands on the sick and see them recover, break bondages off of people. Let that anointing be poured out right now. Let it be poured out right now. Let it flow like a river right now. Let it come unto them. Let it come unto them. Let it cover them. Let them sense it in every fiber of their being. Know that you are with them. They are not alone, but that you are with them every step of the way. Your feet guide them. Guide their paths. Roba shati bo kriandre osor mach. Hor mahalavoshin. Sarmuhundre. Varmoshi delivery. Ora tevar mosor valaboshin remachri. Revosun. Speak truths in the darkness, that your light may shine forth, that the glory of the Lord may be known among men, and they might glorify God who is in heaven. Speak with boldness, for Jesus is with you. For it is not your word, but his, not your message, but his. Do not therefore be afraid, but be strong, knowing whom you serve, says God. Lord, praise him, just praise. I thank you, Father. Let's just praise him and worship him and pray to him. Lord, Maharavo Sundrava Sitelevora Sundra Mahara Vendoleta. Roba Vasha Talamosum of Ashimra. Wherever you are, just praise him and worship him. What emotion. Oh, thank you for your words of life. Thank you for your words of life. Your words of truth. For your spirit, which brings life in our life, which allows us to walk not bound by sin. Oh, worship Jesus. You're high and exalted. High and exalted. Leruchunder lamos travish voshevra lor macharves under mosor vacharevo. Dreshit heraves in the garage. Loose every bond, Father. Loose it. Rebo borsandr labo sherra kitade. Rebo borsimra tidevosho da labramor bacharriade. Rebo sabravat.